The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Junk's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, Virginia, and Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junk's. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com, join their team today. Quick reminder, we will be doing the Altcast this Saturday night for the Caps-Sabres game on Monumental Sports Network 2. So if you're tuning in to Joe B. and Locker, that's cool. We love them. But if you want a slightly different take or a radically different take while you watch a Caps game, like Junk style, you go over to Monumental 2. And we will be doing the Altcast there.
I'm not afraid to say that I'm terrified about doing it.
You're actually terrified?
Well, I just don't like to be unprepared.
Mm-hmm.
And I consider that myself very unprepared for that. Because it's an unknown.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird thing. They don't want you to comment on the game particularly.
Yeah.
Really at all.
Well,
maybe a reference.
We will.
And then, so you just want to do shtick? Well, I can do shtick with you 4 hours every day.
We can do shtick. We can do, we can talk broader picture Caps and what they've done through the season. Like, it doesn't have to just be, obviously, nuts and bolts.
How long
Caps
are
Sabres? That's Joe B.
How long are Caps games?
Forever.
2.5 hours.
They're so long.
I just look at it as half the junkie show.
Right.
We're doing a half junkie show.
They go a lot longer segments, right? There's not a lot of timeouts.
I don't know. I don't know how they do that.
I think you're getting very worked up over something that's going to be.
You know why else? I've been scarred by Caps fans.
Oh, you have.
They don't really like our shtick.
That's fine, because I'm assuming.
Well, they're not going to watch us.
That yeah. Most Caps fans
are going to be watching.
They're going to tune into Joe B. and Locker.
I agree.
We're going after bringing extra Junk's fans eyeballs to Monumental Sports Network too.
Right. Okay.
So I'm not that worried about it.
You sound like JP.
I'm just not that worried.
He doesn't worry about stuff.
I'm just, all
of a sudden he's there on stage and then he realizes he's got nothing.
I'm overtaking shrapnel from Caps fans.
You are.
Like
okay.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But I'm going to keep living my life even if they don't like whatever we present on Saturday night.
I understand. I'm going to have to ponder something. I'm going to have a bunch of stories in my pocket.
Yeah, just talk about your awful, dental situation for 2 segments.
Yeah, show them that awful picture that you showed me. Man, no, that picture. If you want social media engagement, put that picture on your Twitter.
No, I mean, people just make fun of that. But I don't think people have any idea. Like, when you're in a dental chair and they're doing something, you don't know what they're doing. You're just at their mercy.
Sure.
But when you're getting a root canal, you could feel literally the drill. Like, they're drilling a hole.
Yeah.
And then he takes a drill bit, mm-hmm. and with his hand,
he like a corkscrew.
Yeah.
He just goes in there to make the hole bigger,
mm-hmm.
and then he gets another one, and he uses his hand to make it bigger and bigger and deeper and deeper.
I'm just praying that I never have to undergo a root canal, that I'll go through my entire life.
They're
root canal-less.
That would be nice.
They sound, I mean, they are a pain, and they're not super pleasant, but yeah. they sound worse than they are.
Right.
And I think they're probably more common than you think. You guys are just lucky. You guys mm-hmm. got silly, healthy.
You got good choppers.
Well,
choppers.
For now. Yeah. So anything can happen.
I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah,
so I don't know how you're the one that confounds me the most.
Yeah.
Because I know part of it's genetics, but mm-hmm. I drank a lot of soda yeah. in my life. No one drinks more soda than you in history.
Yeah, but I've scaled back in recent years.
Okay, but for 40 years of your life, 45 yeah. years of your
lot
life?
Of
just
soda.
Crushed it.
Yeah, like
a lot
you had drank
like
more
big
soda
ones,
than
big gulps.
But not mostly not sugary sodas.
Okay, diet sodas.
Yeah.
But my guy says that it's the same like same stuff.
Just going to eat your teeth away?
Yeah, they all just eat your teeth away.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell
you. None of it's good for you. Even the fake sugars.
Amazing genetics inside this mouth.
You have amazing genetics.
For the most part.
You have a great nose, apparently. I know nothing about noses.
Very cute button nose, yeah.
You've claimed that.
Yeah.
And you have good teeth.
Even though I lost in a nose off to CK back in the day, 20 years ago. I'll never get over it. I'll never get past that slight.
What is up, B-Rob's deal? Not answering? Just no. Is that what's going on?
He took a bye from the segment?
They're trying to track him down.
Say again?
His team is trying to get a hold of him.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they're trying to track him down.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah, he may just punt. He may punt the junks this week.
Well, it's fine. It's fair. I'm sure we'll get him on at some point.
Push him. If we get in touch with him, push him to 920 if we can.
I just know. I kind of want Cakes for you to acknowledge.
Yes.
I'm going to get the back padding machine out.
Okay.
That there's
yes.
one guy here
mm-hmm.
that said, and I, by the way, have admitted, you could find me on audio saying I never yeah. quite understood what made Brian special in previous years,
mm-hmm.
but in the preseason, he looked like a different back.
Yep.
I don't know if it was just like being healthy or just, you know, the extra year of experience and everything. He just looked like it. And I said, he looks like he's poised to have a big year. And when he's been healthy, he looks as explosive as he's looked as a Commander. And yep. How many games do we have left?
Four.
He's got 640. We yep. got to get him over. We got to get him to that 1,000-yard threshold. He could do it.
He could do it.
He could easily
he's
do
gotta
it.
He's got to have one big game, though.
You got to have one big.
If he has another, 1,000 is a.
He's got 640. He's 360, Cakes. That's 90 a game. But
he could do it.
It's of course, if he has .150 one week, then the others you can slack, you know, maybe not carry it as much. He could do it.
I mean,
he could do it, but
he's
what is
averaging,
he averaging per game?
65.
I mean, that's a healthy leap to go from 65 to 90.
I know, but he just needs one big one. He just needs one big one to put him over. He's had 300-yard games.
He needs a few more like the Tennessee game.
Right.
The problem is he's had three, I would say, duds.
The Dallas game mm-hmm. killed him because he got hurt in that game.
That's when he had only five carries for 13
carries.
Yards.
Right.
And then he had seven for 18 against Cleveland.
And he missed, what, two games? He missed two yeah. full games.
That
correct.
So, and then he had a bad one in week one.
So really? if he gets to 1,000 or close to 1,000 in playing just 14 or 15 games, remarkable year. And his yards per carry is up to 4.6.
It's pretty good.
It was 4.1 last year, I believe.
If he could get to 900 yards and 10 or 11 touchdowns,
mm-hmm.
he's got eight touchdowns. He could get to 10 or 11 easy. That would be a really good year. That would be a really good year. I know you want to get to 1,000, but if you could get to like 900-ish, but double-digit touchdowns, that's really good.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's already had a good year with the touchdowns.
Yes.
I just feel like, even though it's
B-Rob,
not that big a deal, really, but it does. If you say you're a 1,000-yard rusher,
it still carries some cachet.
That takes you to another level.
Absolutely.
You know? But in the era of where teams really rarely have the workhorse back, they like to split everything up.
Mm-hmm.
It is harder to
could
get
could Jaden get to 700 rushing yards?
What does he have now? 500?
I believe he's at high fives. Hold on. 590.
Oh, yeah.
So that's almost a given.
Four games? I'll yes. bet you he gets there.
That's
take the bet. You always take anybody.
That's less than 30 yards per game.
Give me free money.
If he plays under all four games, that's 30 yards a game.
You said he wasn't going to play all
17. He's averaging 45 yards a game. So, right. Yeah. I said what?
You also said he was going to get hurt this year.
Well, I based that on all the injuries that the position has suffered in the NFL over the last year.
Now, he did get hurt this year.
He did. He missed a game, basically.
I mean, he missed.
So I was correct.
He didn't miss a start.
No, but he missed.
Yeah, but he missed the bulk of the Panthers game.
He missed 95% of that game.
Okay, but that wasn't a big deal. You thought he was going to miss significant time.
I thought he would miss
4 or 5 games.
I don't know if I said 4 or 5, but I thought he would miss time. Correct. All right, hold on. So you're saying $2 bet?
Yes.
All right, $2 bet. Jaden Daniels doesn't get to 700 rushing yards.
Hmm. Yeah. All right, put it in the book, Valdez.
Just because I like the action.
Right. And and I have a double or nothing on the kicker.
Zane Gonzalez, yes.
I say he's going to be perfect inside 51.
Correct.
And if he misses, I'm going to owe you $4.
That is correct.
Oh, No. We're even. Oh, yeah. I'm free rolling.
While we're predicting, I think it might just be a big overall Jaden game. Coming off the bye, rib is healthy, playing indoors.
Maybe he'll be as frisky.
Homecoming game.
Maybe he'll be as frisky with his legs as we've seen him since.
I think it's like he passes for 2, rushes for 1, rushes for over 50 yards, passes for like 260.
You got him as that's a huge fantasy day.
Yeah, I think it's a big day for him.
Yeah,
big
they need it.
Big one incoming. I'm not guaranteeing it, but there's down here, there's a tingle. You know, where I'm pointing. You see where I'm pointing?
Yeah.
The tingle is happening. Yeah.
The nether regions.
Yeah. There's a tingle down here.
You know what I would love? Just because I don't like, I think he's been, I think he's on the whole been spectacular. Sorry. And that'll be a little bit much for some people. Mm-hmm. But I think on the whole, he's been spectacular. The thing that does irritate me, if anything does irritate me, is that people will throw that he doesn't have gaudy numbers.
Mm-hmm. Well, by the time he's done, if he plays in all 4 of the remaining games, he's going to have around 30 total touchdowns.
I agree.
Those are pretty gaudy numbers for a rookie quarterback.
I would like a little gaudier. I need this to please me. I need a Josh Allen, like 6 touchdown game. I want a game. Outlier.
That's just greed. That's full on greed.
It is. I just want one outlier, even a 4 touchdown game. Right. I want an outlier to bump up to pad the stats a little bit to back up.
If there's one of those,
what my eyes are telling me,
this could be the one. Even though the Saints are pretty good about giving up points, this might be your Jaden Boom game.
Yeah, I need a.
I think your Jaden Boom game is incoming.
Let me look at his.
If he ends up with 20 passing touchdowns and 8 rushing touchdowns, that's a really good.
It's a fantastic rookie year.
Of course,
dude. I think he's.
You
been,
take that every time.
I think he's been spectacular. I know that's
I don't know
a
if
little
he's been
much.
I'm not going to say spectacular because spectacular you're putting him in the elite level. And he hasn't been spectacular for the season because he's had some average games.
Well, hold on. How about
games.
In the context
he's
as
been
a
very
rookie?
Good.
As
been
a context
very...
as a rookie.
Okay, I think he's been
I think
very
that's
good.
That's the context.
I think he's been very good. Spectacular is
but if I can get him, if I can get an outlier game, like where he really just, you know, even a couple gimmies.
Because if you're...
Just that bump up that touchdown total a little bit.
If he was having a spectacular season, he would be averaging more than a passing touchdown per game.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I need an outlier game to bump that up just a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jason in Arlington. Jason, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
How's it going?
How are you,
How's
man?
It going,
hey, Jason.
How's it going, Jens? Doing well. Listen to you guys for 20-plus years. So
thanks,
thank you, man.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All I've known is misery in these 35 years. I have to refer back to Tom Lavero's book of oral history for any good memories. But Back to kind of what I, you know, what would scare me the most about kind of a dud against the Saints is I'm so tired of hearing this Bo Nix offensive rookie of the year comparison. I think the eye test, you know, there's no contest. And I agree with the tingle in the nether regions. I think that Jaden goes off 5 total all-purpose touchdowns in this game and just goes 5. Off.
Wow, 5.
I mean, that's going to cause more
I'm
than
going under
tingle.
The total on that one.
Yeah.
I think it's a coming out party, man. I'm sick of hearing this Bo Nix chatter. I mean, it's no comparison. Behind closed doors, Sean Payton would swap them in a second.
I think he probably would.
He might.
Yeah.
But he's certainly making Bo Nix a viable quarterback.
Of course he would swap him out for Jaden. Of course he would.
Doesn't matter. He can't do it. Bo Nix is having a really good year for a rookie.
And Caleb just got his coach fired.
Man, Caleb was so bad against the Niners.
Caleb didn't get his coach fired. The coach got the coach fired.
Caleb, in some of the clips I saw, looked like he was actively trying to run into defenders and get sacked.
Yeah, he got sacked a bunch.
It was brutal.
I'll tell you, my thing with Caleb has been from day one, he's going to be spectacular, and then he's going to be awful. He's just going to be a roller coaster. And I think that's proving
to
be the case.
He's very Jekyll and Hyde. Especially over the last like two games.
That's roller coaster.
Go back and watch some of the Lions game on Thanksgiving and the Niners game. And
they were never
in the
Niners.
He makes you scratch your head, and then he'll come up with a spectacular play in the next play.
I think they've got major, major locker room issues.
Well, I'm sure they do.
And it started, all kind of started after the Hail Mary.
Right.
Because that's when the downturn started.
Then the botched timeout and end of game against the Lions. Yeah, they just came to a head.
It's almost like they just gave up.
We shocked them so much that we sent them into a complete tailspin.
Yep, they went in a free fall, which you love. Love when that happens. Love when you make other teams just tilt their faces off. Right. Fantastic.
Well, we better not lose to New Orleans, or we could be in a free fall.
Well, let's hope that's not the case. Drab, any updates on B-Rob? Are we still efforting? His team still trying
they're
to
still
locate
trying to
him?
Grab him.
Are they like in meetings or something?
I don't know.
No. They're day off. It's their
Today's
day off.
Day off.
Okay. All right, so we'll try.
He could be sleeping. He could be out.
We'll try to
shopping
track down
for Christmas
B-Rob.
Presents.
We'll try to get him before the show is done. We'll do EB's entertainment page when we come.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Come back. Time for EB's entertainment page. And of course, it's sponsored. It's driven by BMW Fairfax.
Thank you, Johnny Cakes.
Yes, sir.
BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the top dog over there, the new general manager. Or you could check him out at BMWFairfax.com. I need to wash mine. By the way, did I tell you that someone keyed my car?
You did, yes.
That's the only explanation. It looks like someone's,
Not cool, man. It's not cool at all.
It's not cool, man.
Nope. Not very cool. Please don't do that.
Please
don't key people's property.
Yep.
And I don't know. How do you fix that?
Take it to a body shop, I guess.
Yeah. What do they do? They'd have to repaint the whole door? They have like some hack?
I don't know.
Got to be some Instagram hack.
I'm not sure.
Valdez, it has to be some Instagram hack for that. For like a,
sure, they just paint over it. They find the kind of paint and paint over it.
And then just like kind of, how do they blend
buff it out?
Yeah. Buff it, blend it. You know how to do that stuff. I don't know how to do that stuff.
You think give me some paint.
You think you can get a key mark out of a car? I'm calling shenanigans.
Could you build
Is it deep?
It looks kind of deep. I mean, it's enough that it's a scratch. I mean, I don't think it's the deepest thing I've ever seen. But maybe you could just buff it
how
out.
Long?
Is that what you're saying?
Say, can you get like a chamois?
ShamWow?
Yeah, type of thing.
Huh. Do you know how to build a shed, by the way?
Build a shed?
Yeah.
Probably be lopsided.
No, I don't want lopsided. All right, I'm just curious. I was just asking.
How long is the streak on the so like 3 feet?
No, maybe I think like 2 feet. But I mean, that's enough to be annoying.
Oh yeah, it's noticeable.
You know, on a freaking brand new car.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever. What are you gonna do?
That sucks.
Chris Rock, apparently, I saw this yesterday. These comics, I don't know what their deal is. But I guess when you go to a show now, you basically you promise that you're not going to videotape the guys. Right?
Yeah, sometimes
or
they'll
use your camera phone.
Sometimes they give you like a pouch. You drop your phone in the pouch, and then they give you a ticket, and you leave, and they hand you back your phone.
And I don't know exactly why these guys do it. Maybe partly because, you know, a lot of it's like they do the same material over and over and over. They don't want other people to hear it. Mm-hmm. I don't quite understand, but.
Or you're trying out new stuff,
new stuff.
Don't know if it's going to hit or not.
You don't want to be held accountable. Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
Just kind of throwing stuff at the wall, see if it sticks. And if it doesn't stick, you don't want that video.
Your embarrassing
material.
Yeah, and probably in an event like this, because so here's the deal. he was hired at some billionaire's exclusive holiday party.
Oh, sounds swanky.
Whoever Anthony Pratt is.
When he abruptly ended his set and he stormed off stage, and apparently it was because they were filming him.
Oh.
Somebody in the audience.
Just one person was filming him?
Jesse and I wasn't there, but I remember seeing the story yesterday, and that's what I got.
So he just rolled? He just said,
"How much out?"
How much do you think Chris Rock does your holiday party for? It has to be $1 million, right?
How long's the set? What? Probably what? 20 minutes? 30 minutes?
I mean, I guess it depends where it is. Where was it? Oh, this was this in Australia? This is in Australia.
If he's going to Australia.
Dude, he had to fly to Australia?
That might be multiple millions.
Yeah, that's got to be.
That ups the price tag.
Because I was going to say, honestly, if it was like in New York, it was like the Hamptons.
Yeah.
Like he'd probably do it for 100 grand or less.
No, I think it was in New York.
Okay.
It was at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel Ballroom in New York City.
All right, why does it say Pratt, executive chairman, had invited the comedian to perform at the VIP-studded soiree for his Christmas party in Australia?
I don't know.
I don't know. This is saying it was in New York.
I mean.
So who knows?
How about that?
So two pretty different locations.
That's pretty, pretty far away.
Two pretty different.
Yeah, those are way different
locations.
Now, I don't, this is OK News or what website am I on?
Jason,
OK Magazine?
How much to fly to Australia to do a standard 2-hour Junks appearance?
No, an altcast.
Yeah, the altcast. Our guy Frank calls us up and says, hey,
all right,
we're doing the altcast from Sydney instead of Washington, D.C.
All right. Am I flying first class or coach?
You get first class.
That's a long
flight. $100,000.
No. I'll be honest. I'm going to be
100
I'm
grand.
Be completely frank with you. I'm going to be completely honest. I would do that appearance.
I know what you would do it for.
No, 20 grand.
I was going to say 20.
Yeah, I was thinking like 20, 25.
Because, that's a nightmare to fly there.
I'm doing it for 100.
Nah, you're lying. No, you
I'm
love
not.
Money.
He's pricing himself out of it.
I'm telling you.
You would turn down 50K. Yep. I don't see it.
Yep.
I just think you don't realize.
Now, if they told me 50,000 cash,
yeah.
So I don't get taxed on
sure.
it, that's a different story.
He would do it for a honey bun, EB. A honey bun. Gets it done.
This article says he stormed out of the Mandarin Oriental Hotel Ballroom in New York City on Saturday night, December 7th. So I don't know where he was, if he was in Sydney or if he was in New York, but maybe he was in both places.
This is an interesting story. So Bill Belichick, I'm fascinated. Sorry, Cakes. I'm fascinated by Belichick's relationship with Jordan Hudson.
It is kind of weird. I mean, she's like 49 years younger than him, I believe.
I mean, look at that picture right there. This is the one I'm referring to. I'll post it on my thing. You don't think he looks like younger than like 74 or whatever the heck he is, 71?
I mean, maybe by a few years, but he definitely still looks.
He looks like maybe 60.
Yeah, I mean, he looks like.
He doesn't look 71.
He looks like a senior citizen that's in relatively good shape, is the way I would.
Okay.
Because seniors, anybody over 55, right? Mm-hmm. We're close to that.
I'm a year away from being a senior.
Technically.
I'm actually two. So you're saying less than 2 months from being a senior.
I mean, by like if you get like senior discounts at places, like.
I'm not a senior.
Hey, watch out, senior club championship.
But like, aren't senior discounts like at a grocery store like starts at like 55, right?
I've never investigated it.
Well, I'm just telling you that's what it is.
All right, so here's the story. Bill Belichick's girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, slams DoorDash after suffering so-called shocking injury.
Slams DoorDash. I get puns.
She sliced her finger open. This doesn't make sense to me. She's blaming DoorDash for a broken glass bottle left on her porch.
Hey, maybe it was Drab T-shirt taking the fall for his daughter. Maybe Drab broke the bottle.
How does she know?
Cut her finger.
Why is DoorDash responsible for the broken bottle? How does she know they left the broken? It doesn't make sense.
Well, maybe they had a bottle in the bag that she ordered, and it was broken. She went to grab the bag or something and sliced her finger.
In the bag. Okay. When you use, honestly, you might find this shocking. My kids use it all the time. Never once in my life have I used DoorDash. Never.
I've only used it when Valdez and I have been desperate for Joe here. We've ordered it a couple times, and we're drinking $10 cups of Starbucks. Not proud of it, but we've done it a few times. But this is the only place I've ever used, like, Uber Eats or DoorDash, anything like that.
She says, a DoorDash driver left a broken glass bottle on my porch. In the dark, I sliced my middle finger on it, which resulted in it needing stitches. Mm. All DoorDash support said was, sorry for the inconvenience, and refunded me in DoorDash credits.
Hey, better be careful with those stitches.
I'm sorry, Drab. This story doesn't make sense to me. Why is DoorDash responsible?
Info.
I don't understand why they're responsible.
Maybe it looks, what's that tonic called? Schweppes?
Schweppes.
Schweppes. Yeah. Look, she posted a photo of it. It looks
I'm looking at it.
That's like a six pack, maybe? I can't tell, but it looks like one of them's broken, shards of glass.
Is that a Schweppes bottle or is that just a glass? Like, I see the Schweppes bottle, but I don't see the label on the bottle.
I don't know. I mean, something
I'm a Canada Dry guy. I give Schweppes no love or Schweppes zero love.
You can tell the difference.
Are you claiming she's like making this up? Or?
Oh, I'm not claiming she's making it up.
I'm
not claiming she's making it up at all.
DoorDash I'm just claiming, has to pay.
I don't understand it. I'm just being me, trying to figure stuff out.
He needs more information.
I don't understand why they're in trouble for it. I'm sure it's their fault. I don't understand why.
Well, if she ordered something and
they delivered a broken product.
They delivered a broken glass.
All right, that's what you're saying. She didn't say they delivered something.
Or the driver was having something in a bottle and left it on the porch.
She said, they left a broken glass bottle on my porch.
What happened?
Who's
in the dark? DoorDash.
Okay.
So is it like in like Drab's supposition, which is reasonable, that it was in a bag and when they put the bag down, one of them cracked or something?
Possible.
Or she's just saying there's a random bottle that's cracked. I just don't understand any more details.
Whatever they delivered was broken.
Figure out the shooter's manifesto first and then do a deeper
dive.
I have intellectual curiosity about
it. Whatever they delivered was broken and she cut her finger on it. It's their fault.
Okay, you're assuming that that bottle was delivered.
You know what? Maybe the broken
bottle. She said they did.
She's saying, yeah.
She said they left a bottle on my porch.
She didn't say they.
Didn't she say that?
I think the broken bottle fairy left a broken bottle on the porch, and she cut her finger.
Well, I don't know why anybody would leave a broken glass bottle unless it's like you say, it's in a bag, and they didn't even.
They probably didn't.
Yeah, it's just probably by accident they left it there. She reaches her hand in, cuts her finger on the broken bottle.
I mean, these DoorDash drivers. I mean,
they don't care.
They probably just throw it up there.
Yeah. Some of them eat your food on the way.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I don't even know bottles unless it's like a wine or something. Like, I don't even get glass bottles in anything. Like, wine, I guess. But, like,
maybe
Schweppes? They still have glass bottles and Schweppes?
I don't
know. Ginger ale?
Yeah,
those are all plastic.
You can get wine from those places.
Okay, wine.
I don't know.
Maybe it was a sparkling water in a glass bottle.
Maybe it was like a Perrier. Maybe it was like a Perrier.
Perrier, delicious.
Are those in glass?
They come in glass or plastic.
Yeah. All right. Someone needs to investigate this further.
Yeah. I know a fact at 9:54, you don't care about it.
No, I know I don't care.
Yeah, actually, no, I need an update tomorrow. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
I can't investigate. I can't
get
to the bottom
of it. Let's do a whole segment on it.
I'm telling you right now, I don't have the resources, or I just don't think other people are as savvy as me. They're not onto this. There's an explanation here that I don't understand.
Please find out.
Yeah. Spend your whole day doing a deep dive.
Yeah, you know, do some calls. Do some digging.
No.
Yeah.
No, maybe somebody clever.
Call
will
the TMZ
it out.
People.
Who's our call Ben Valin. He works for the Boston Globe. He lives in that part of the world.
Can he explain to
maybe
me?
He can tell you.
I mean, if it was a wine bottle.
Maybe it was a wine bottle.
I don't see any red wine. I mean, I guess it could have been a rosé or something, or like a, I don't know, Chardonnay. Doesn't look like it.
Could have been a Riesling.
I don't drink that, I know.
Could have been a Malbec. A Shiraz. Nah, I don't know.
Those are red
wines.
Could have been
those are all red wines.
Yeah.
Could have been a Pinot Grigio.
Certainly could have been that.
Not a big surprise, but Jamie Foxx is confirming that he had a near fatal stroke in his Netflix special. He revealed that in April of 2023, he had a brain bleed that led to a stroke. He said, I was having a bad headache. I asked my boy for an aspirin. I started to quickly realize that when you're in a medical emergency, your boys don't know what to do.
Well, just have them call 911.
He said, before I could get the aspirin, he went out, and he was out. He says he doesn't remember anything for 20 days.
Wow.
And I know it was touch and go by the media reports.
I thought it was bad that Austin Eckler didn't remember getting loaded into the ambulance when he got his concussion. Right. He didn't remember 20 days. That's a big blank spot.
My wife's cousin, you know, I told you this when it happened about 2 months or so ago. He just had he started to feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And he laid down. He died.
Terrible. How old was he?
I don't know. 38?
Oh,
40?
That's just awful.
Two little kids?
That's terrible.
Just felt uncomfortable, died. Laid down, died.
Dead.
Taylor Swift cakes, you'd love to work for her.
Sure.
Her Eras
bonuses
tour,
she's doling out.
Oh, she killed it.
They gave out $197 million in bonuses to her performers and crew members.
Wow, that
so
is
if you're
a
adult
lot.
Hanging lights, you're a adult.
Are you like a backup singer or dancer?
Yeah, backup dancer.
Backup dancer for sure.
Yeah. All those. Oh, yeah, you're working truck, like the board, driver. The soundboard.
She hooked the truck drivers too. Locke. I remember seeing that she hooked them up earlier in the tour with bonuses.
All those guys, man, they look like they live a tough life too. Like those guys.
If you're
the stage,
a roadie for a rock band,
I think they like it, but it's just a different life, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you're in a traveling circus, basically.
You're a circus. Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure. And then last but not least, the bad boy of pickleball cakes. The FBI raids the home of a man who apparently owes, I read about this a few months ago, $50 million to his pickleball company investors. I think he was basically running a Ponzi scheme.
Oh.
Right?
That's brutal.
Everything's a Ponzi scheme.
If somebody hits me up for a pickleball investment, I'm just going to give them the Heisman and say no thanks. Can't help you out.
All right, hold on, Cakes. I got to find my Surfside read. Oh, here it is. So is B-Rob going to maybe reschedule him for later in the week? Because I don't think we're going to get him in the last segment, are we?
No.
We're
going to have to try for that.
Yeah, not looking great.
Later in the week. All right. The holidays mean food, family, and, of course, football. And to make your celebrations even brighter, I'm bringing you the holiday must-have Surfside iced tea and vodka and Surfside lemonade and vodka. Absolutely delicious. Perfect for any holiday party, family gathering, or cozy night by the fire. Available in convenient variety, 8-packs. Each can of Surfside is just 100 calories. And the best part, no bubbles, no troubles, zero carbonation. So you can sip, relax, and enjoy holiday cheer all season long. Ask for Surfside iced tea and vodka at your local bars and liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
This portion of the Junk's brought to you by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. Good tune, Valdez. People sleep on Daughtry. They just snooze on
Chris
how good
Daughtry.
He is. Yeah.
Yep.
He's good really song. Good.
Yesterday was a big day in my life financially.
Oh, it was?
Oh, I can't wait.
Because
I'm strapping in to hear this.
I closed out officially. Get ready to play it.
Hold on. Hold on.
Oh, the beach
on.
House.
No. The college fund is officially closed.
Oh, look at you.
The college fund is done-ski in my house. I opened it in 2002.
No more college bills.
And I contributed to it every single year.
Yeah.
For 25 years.
You're getting a pay raise.
And it's been officially closed.
Very good.
I can't believe it. I paid my last tuition bill for college.
I'm going to speak, dovetailing on that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have more financial clarity later today because my wife's financial advisor handles her 403B through Prince George's County.
Uh-huh.
Coming to the house for like a State of the Union financial affair to see if our financial things are all in order. If our financial house is in good order. So we'll see how that goes today.
Yeah.
Nice.
See, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I think it's going to be a positive meeting, but you never know.
16 semesters.
Your financial house is fine.
I hope so.
I'm not worried about your financial house.
I hope it's good.
You're fine.
I hope it's solid.
He's doing fine. Mr. Bickle?
Yes, sir.
16 semesters of college. Officially paid.
I have one more to pay for, and then I'll be done. I'll be two of three done. I have one more.
Yeah, right. And
I'm expecting a big pay raise. I mean, that's a big pay raise.
That's a huge pay raise.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't have to stroke checks to Cornell any longer.
I mean, it's kind of depressing, a little bit depressing because it just marks the passing,
and Marist.
The passing of time, which I don't handle very well.
Mm-hmm.
But financially, it eases your mind a little bit.
Don't you find, though, that my words of wisdom to you,
what's that?
Even though we're basically the same age.
Please help me.
I'm pearls so much, of wisdom incoming.
I'm so wise.
Please help me.
That the even though they're so adorable when they're young, the times when they're older are super fun, too. Like, they're
it is.
Awesome.
I'm just talking about the memories of, you know, them visiting them in college and going down for games and weekends and parents' weekend.
Well, I know. I'm struggling with that.
I mean, I still do those things once they leave college. I still go to, like, tailgates with my kids who've graduated.
Yeah, but I probably won't. I mean, I might go to a homecoming every once in a while, but I'm not going to three or four games.
No, you don't have to go to a ton, but as a one-off, you can
still go. Well, I can't believe I'm never going to see.
They may not even want to go.
I'm never going to see my daughter play volleyball again.
Correct.
That's unbelievable to me.
It's kind of depressing.
It's unbelievable. Like, every weekend going up there and seeing her diving around and making plays and, like, cheering on her teammates and coming home with, you know, bad losses.
And I don't know where she's going to be after graduating. I mean, she'll probably stay at the house for, I'm guessing, about a year. But I have no idea where life's going to take her, what track she's going to take. Mm-hmm. She might go up to New York to work. She might go down to Charlotte. She might go down to, I don't know, Atlanta.
She could live with Meg.
She might go to Nashville.
She might go to California.
I don't know. She might go to Cali. Yeah, I don't know where she's going to go.
Might go to Seattle.
At least I know where she is, and I can always see her if I want to go down to Blacksburg.
No
or
matter
if she's
where she
home.
Is, here again, another pearl of wisdom for me. No matter where she goes, you're gonna go see her.
I know. I'm not gonna see her often.
That's all right. They get kind of annoying.
No, you and I are different that way.
You don't have to see them every second.
But anyway, the positive is the college fund is officially closed out.
That's fantastic. That is great news.
I took out the last dollar yesterday. And there's a lot of money spent on college.
Wait till
people only knew.
Are you gonna
and I got lucky because I had two in-staters.
Are you going to be like JP and you're just going to cut her off completely now and she's going to be just destitute and busto because you're just cutting off
no
everything?
Chance. Impossible.
Because I think she's going to do like.
I got to take care of her.
Yeah, she's going to want to do trips and you're going to be paying for her phone for years. And
I'm still paying for my oldest daughter's phone and she's been out of school for, you know, a year and a half, almost 2 years.
Well, Drabby, again, he's the one I always think of. I think he was. Were you 30 when you finally cut off your phone?
Guy, you keep bringing this up.
Because
I had some slush fund from my dad.
What kind of was?
We had an agreement that I would pay him, and then I just stopped paying him, and he never said anything.
Right.
It was like $30 a month for like 2 years.
Oh, was it until you were like 30? I thought you said it was like until
maybe,
you.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe I was over exaggerating, but I never got any trips or anything like that. No, you know.
Drabby, are you.
Well, neither did I.
Drabby, I assume you have two college funds opened.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Just shovel that money in there.
Just keep throwing it in there.
Yep.
For, what are they, four?
They're four, yeah.
Oof.
Vocational.
Got another 14 years, 13 years.
It is. I'm torn on college because it is, part of me believes it is a big scam and it's just a big waste of money. But then it is.
Blake and Tinsley can be auto mechanics.
Plumbers. HVAC.
They do like the garbage man.
But they can be like IT people. Can't IT people just get like certified and stuff and just like be silly and then you don't have to be some, you don't need some great degree.
They're not doing that.
Well, I know.
They're going to college.
It's fun to go to college and have fun.
You
need to
meet all your friends. And
yeah, well, you need to get hammered and socialize with people.
Go to frat parties.
Now, maybe my experience was different because I went to a massive university at Maryland where you're literally just a social security number and no one gives a flying F about you. That's my endorsement of that school. No one cares about you. You're one in 50,000.
Kind of on your own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I also don't think I learned anything. But it is fun.
Quite a ringing endorsement.
I mean, it is fun.
You have fearless ideas. You're a TERP.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is that their slogan?
Yeah, it's one of them. Yeah,
fearless ideas.
Yeah. It's I one have of Maryland them. Pride.
Yeah.
I learned nothing. I have Maryland pride.
I mean, you know,
I'm just a face now, of the crowd. I have Maryland pride.
Part of that admittedly is on me because I had no interest. No interest in any class I took.
Yeah,
didn't
fine.
Like it.
You were just there to get out.
I was there to punch a ticket, and I punched it.
Yeah, but you hated going to class and taking, you know, finals, taking exams, doing projects. But
I had fun.
But you
at my house,
right?
And stepping over vomit and drunkards and everything.
So many memories.
Yeah, actually, prior to getting married, best years of my life. Yeah,
but he has no skill.
But like, yeah, I graduated and I got a master's. and it had a marginal skill. Marginal skill.
No, I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I could have learned. I got to learn how to install lights or electrical stuff.
And it pays well.
Yeah. I don't have a skill. You know what my skill is? Is doing penis jokes.
That is a skill.
Hey, that's a good. That's quite a skill.
You have a skill.
Don't minimize that skill.
You're an artist. You're an artist.
You paint in vitiligo.
You're a zing artist. You're a zing artist.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the guy that taped a banana to a wall.
Yeah. You're the king of
zing. That's your art.
Yeah, you have a skill. Yeah. For sure.
Everybody's got their own niche, right. Their own pocket.
Cakes is getting ready to do the bit.
So I am getting ready to join Derek Forrest.
Got
to
get out of the studio so he can do his bit.
Yeah, I need calm and tranquility.
Turn the computers off.
Everyone's
right
racing
now.
Out of here because they got like a tea time because it's 60 degrees.
Yeah. Right. Not me. I'm going to be in here while you're peeling wheels on the way to Norbeck Country Club. We got to get out of here. B. Mitch and Finley.
All right, be safe, everybody.
You're on the Fan.